This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. When President Donald Trump visited the Lehigh Valley last week, the WLVR News team did our best to cover the context of the visit and its substance, as well as the reaction of supporters and opponents. WLVR's Tyler Pratt, reporter and All Things Considered host, joins us now from his home studio. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, Brad.
I'd like to revisit your impressions from Thursday, now that we're both past the immediate news cycle. As soon as Morning Edition finished on Thursday, we met up at Lower Macungie Middle School, where a group of about 100 activists were gathering to protest the president's visit. What struck you about that group?
It was quiet. It was calm. It was a diverse group of people. And it was specific in their anger towards the president coming that it signaled a quicker reopening of Pennsylvania than maybe the state is ready for.
Yeah, the group that organized it, Make the Road Action in Pennsylvania, they organized it as a motorcade of cars. And besides having a certain impact, it also allowed them to keep a social distance from each other and comply with the governor's and the health secretary's recommendations on that point.
That's right, Brad. Almost everybody at this protest stayed inside of their cars. They created a long caravan. Most people were wearing masks in their cars. Some people had their families in there. And they put signs on their cars. One woman had a tombstone on top of her car. It was supposed to represent a mobile cemetery, and they said they wanted it to serve as a reminder when the president arrived that many people have died and may continue to die from this virus if we don't maintain social distancing.
And I think that also they were symbolizing support for the governor, who the president has called out by name for what he views as being too slow to reopen the state.
His arrival might have fanned the flames a little bit for counties that want to reopen before they're allowed to, and people that want to reopen and not social distance anymore.
You know, before we leave the protesters, there was also an emphasis in that group on socioeconomic and economic disparities in the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, the data is limited. It does appear that COVID-19 is affecting communities of color and lower income communities more than any other demographic. Now, we need much more data on this, but from the ground, that appears to be where the virus is hitting the hardest.
So I ran back to the production studio to work on that story. You went on to the rally that had gathered to watch Trump's motorcade pass after he arrived. What did you see among those supporters of the president there?
Well, when I first arrived on Industrial Boulevard near the medical supply warehouse where Trump would be later in the day and his motorcade was going to pass by, this was lots of supporters, about the same number of people that had gone to go protest. But as more people arrived, it became very apparent that the majority of people, Brad, I would say about 90%, weren't wearing masks.
Did you get the feeling that it was an active gesture of support somehow for the president?
Yeah, I did. I spoke with the organizer of the rally, Brandon Shefflin, who had organized a reopened PA rally in Allentown a few weeks prior that was much more sparsely attended. And I asked him, I said, are you surprised that so many people aren't wearing masks? And he said, well, one, it's warmer outside. And he said that made it difficult for people to wear masks, but also said, and that it is becoming a political act to not wear a mask.
If you want to, like, you know, wear a mask and not support Trump, and we don't want to wear a mask, like, you know, and still support him to be here, we have that choice in order to do so. That's what makes this country great. We had the freedom to make our own choices.
It's really been interesting to watch the mask emerge as a political symbol for both sides.
There appears to be a large distrust among the Trump supporters, at least that I spoke with, about the science behind the virus, if masking even works. And many people like Debbie Lee, who lives in Lackawanna County, are saying that actually it's being blown out of proportion by Democrats to help keep Trump from being reelected.
Is this really just to crash the economy to try to keep President Trump out of office? I believe, yeah, it is.
So the virus has been politicized right now, and masking appears to be a very visible stance that you are pro-Trump.
Well, it's fascinating, and it'll be interesting to see how this evolves. I mean, last week was Donald Trump's second trip to Pennsylvania as president. It likely won't be his last unless the campaign becomes completely virtual. And it'll be interesting to see if masks and social distancing become even more of a political statement as we head toward November.
Remember, the thought is right now, my mask protects you, your mask protects me. And so diving into those areas with so many people unmasked raises a lot of questions about how we're going to be covering political events moving forward.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Tyler Pratt hosts All Things Considered here at WLVR News.